Maglab Deputy Director Eric Palm says it's been 20 years since then-FSU President Bernie Slager essentially purloined the National High Magnetic Field Lab from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Since then, Palm says the facility's international reputation for cutting-edge research has soared.
It's been a great run. We've had tremendous support from the NSF, tremendous support from the state and our local partners, and yeah, it's been great. You know, we have revolutionized the world of high field science, and magnet labs all over the world are trying to catch up to us.
Given that, Palm says even some of the planet's top scientists now have to stand in line a long time to get inside the building.
Some facilities, it is years. And in some, we're turning down 3/4 of the people who apply.
But this Saturday, anybody who wants to can simply stroll into this world-class research center. It's the Maglab's yearly open house. And Public Affairs Director Kristen Roberts says there will be plenty of old favorite science demonstrations for visitors to enjoy.
Like our shrinking quarter machine and our Tesla coil, Einstein's ice cream. Of course, we'll be freezing the flowers, which everyone loves.
As well as some special demos in honor of the lab's 20th anniversary.
So our scientists have come up with some new fun ways to engage visitors. We also are debuting some demos from a new collaboration this past year that we did with the College of Fine Arts on FSU's campus. And the students themselves will be there along with their instructor, who is a Disney Imagineer and entrepreneur in residence at Florida State, to talk about their demos. So they have some really cool new stuff, and they're making their debut at Open House.
There will be a total of 75 demonstrations, along with the humbling experience of seeing the largest and most powerful magnets on planet Earth. The Maglab's 20th anniversary open house is this Saturday from 10 until 3. There's no admission charge, but the lab folks would love it if you'd bring along a non-perishable food donation for Second Harvest of the Big Bend. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.